The Eclipse Gum Biggie Pack. Fresh breath in your car.
Okay.
60 pieces of fresh breath.
Seriously.
For your car or desk. The Eclipse Gum Biggie Pack. There when you need it.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Live from La Majorca Studios in sunny Burbank, California.
So what, I don't understand, like, did you like this solo podcast?
I didn't dislike it.
What are you trying to say that I was?
I just like when you got somebody to bounce your banter off.
Yeah, I know, me too. I mean, it is what it is. That's what I
do. Right, it's totally different than what we're doing. I like that, though, that it is that I can listen to you do a solo and it's not like you're trying to. It's totally its own thing.
Like Truman has been begging me to do one because he.
I love that.
What I do though, and I go off. You know what
you do. You get a.
You know what it is? There's no filter.
It's no me. B.
Yeah,
I'm giving hand signals and shit. Y'all don't even see half the shit I do.
Yeah, he does do a lot of that. So all the shit that you do here when I'm saying it's because nobody's here.
Yeah, I mean, I said B. You will let it go.
I love Lucid.
It still
shit,
was wasn't as bad as
previous ones.
I used to get
down
you
and dirty.
You being mindful of your dirtiness now.
Like. All right, well, thanks, man. Hey, I think once in a while I'll do one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like it felt good though.
It did. But like you could see how it not just the filter, not just to keep me on track, but do you see how like my mind goes from like here to here? Like it's
you got a lot of topics going on.
Oh boy.
Will try to touch every one of the motherfuckers, too.
I'm going to try to get through half these ones because I didn't even clear the rest of them out.
And you will try.
Today was the solar eclipse. Or yes. The lunar eclipse.
Some eclipse.
Did you give a fuck?
I did not. And I was driving to drop off the fucking rental shit. And everybody has cameras. And I'm like, I don't even have sunglasses on. Should I be worried right now? And I hear on the radio, they're like, no. As long as you don't look direct. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Say, Target made like $10 million in
I went outside when it was going down.
Yeah.
And it's going down for real. And there's all kinds of people, like people I never see out here. And I'm like, the fuck is it? Like, who cares? Like, I mean, listen, if you think it's a cool thing. You think
cheers
it's cool,
you.
But
if
I
you think Easter Bunny's still real, cool to you.
You know what?
I'm going to eat the crawfish etouffee on that day.
I'll give you. I worked today for the window repair shit. We put in a security screen door, and I was pretty proud of my work.
Was that Nelly's house?
Yeah.
Shout out to EI.
No, it was Chris Brown.
Oh.
But his opinion, he's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Who has colder water.
No, he has ice cold water.
I'm sorry, ice cold water.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was totally a different.
What the fuck?
You're right. He likes ice cold water.
He gave
not
me an ice cold
water.
I got ice cold water today.
Not cooler water. Not ice cold water.
Not my roommate temperature water.
Right. No.
Ice cold water.
Water at all. No.
Like, what, like okay, if you
like
want to.
Coldest beer in town.
If you want to remember it, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Anyways, so, well, he basically said, the only thing I think about it is people maybe for a second realize that there's way bigger things than us. He goes, and that's the only reason that I even give a shit about it. And I gave him credit for that. I said, okay, that's a valid point. You know, I didn't think of it like that. I'm just like, so Rick Ross.
Okay, the boss.
He tells me that all of his, like, liquor group partners, you know, like cousins and shit, they bought all those stupid glasses
I heard
for 10 cents and sold them for $5-6. He's like, oh, I missed the boat on that. I'm like, I didn't even think about it. I'm like, God damn, honestly, this weekend, I probably would have sold 100 of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Target was on some other shit.
God, $10 million they made?
$10 million.
Do they say Target and shit on them? Or
I don't know. I ain't seen them. I just know they specifically said it was Target.
Fuck it, eh? Fuck my mouth. No, I'm asking you, can you?
Oh.
All right, Eclipse, nobody cares, really. I mean, I don't. Eclipse Gum, maybe.
Oh, the Eclipse, the rap group, maybe.
Yeah. What happened to that boy?
This is going too good. Pause that for your boy real quick.
Go do something and I'll talk.
Keep it pimping, man.
I know you're pimping. Just go in the bedroom and I'll just call homeboy back. How long is it? Is it going to take a while?
Yeah, probably so. No. Come on. Let's do it.
No, I'll pause it.
Thank you. That's just real quick.
Lunar.
That was not the right button.
Lunar Nikes.
Yeah, they got the Lunars.
They do have the Lunar Nikes. I got running shoes.
I think fucking Big Zook has a pair over there, actually. They're pretty cool. I came in them one time.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Just,
dang.
Yeah, it was cold. But I need somewhere to... I read this fucking...
Coldest water in
town,
baby.
He had a James Dean book. Mm-hmm. And they... I don't know how legitimate it is. Mm-hmm. But it like...
The one with like his gay sordid tales? Yes. Yeah, I've read a few of those.
And like... No, it wasn't James Dean. Who's the dude from Bullet? Steve McQueen. Mm-hmm. But him and James Dean mm-hmm. would like meet up in New York and do like gay shit. Mm-hmm. And he said he never thought it was gay right. because he just was helping a buddy out. Like his buddy, he didn't want his buddy to come in a napkin. He wants his buddy to come in someplace warm. Right. I'm like, this. Who the fuck? What gay guy is writing this book?
I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, that just. But you read some of that shit. It was like him. It was McQueen, James Dean.
What's the other
Brando? One? I think Brando.
They got a lot of Brando.
Paul Newman.
What's the other one? The big
Robert Redford.
Rock Hudson.
Rock, oh, of course, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But no, I was surprised at all the Brando ones they got out there. Like, dude, Brando supposedly dated this black dude who I'm familiar with him in so many old movies, but they were supposedly like secret lovers. But I was like, damn.
Secret lovers.
That's what we are.
That's what we should do.
For B to know that, he got some soul, y'all. Because for him to just pick that up.
You did it on the show before. It's the reason I know it. No, I'm kidding. I've heard this. Who is it? Lionel Richie? More like Lionel Bitchy.
Oh.
Sorry. Still a loop joke.
Back when you had the Jared Curl?
I think that a lot of celebrities now are just as gay. But
probably actually more. Cause you could
be probably more, but you could just, they hide that shit. Like,
let me hide this shit in your butt.
Okay.
What
the fuck are we talking? All right.
Can we talk about this fucking draft?
Yes.
Please.
I'm going to go to it.
Can you turn this so I can view the screen?
No. Not until I say so.
He's just a racist old white man.
I'm not. Yes, I am.
First off, I'm the only black person in the whole league. And I had to sign like 18 petitions.
And you're the only gay person in the whole league,
too. And I had to sign 18 petitions through the Virginia Confederate House of Coalition of Fantasy Football.
All right.
So we're not going to talk about this shit.
Let me see if there's any transactions. Well, first of all. Kadir couldn't draft.
And that pissed. I was so. So this is what I do. 10 minutes before the draft, right before he. This is what.
I reminded you for how long?
You did, but hold on. This is the thing. You reminded me, but I was already trying to do it. So I was like, because if anything goes wrong, because I had never used the app before, but I downloaded the app. So when I went to log in, I put my name, my email, what I thought was my password, and said, oh, it don't match. So I didn't even try to do it 3 more times. Just saying, reset password. So, you know, usually you'll get. Immediately you'll get that email like reset password. Do you know too right now I still have not gotten that fucking reset
so you can't password even.
Email. I still can't even get in it.
For fuck's sake. All right.
So commissioner, you may do something about that.
I mean I don't own the fucking site. I mean,
but you work for Roger Goodell, it's his boots.
So all right. Well as of right now, Keith and Kadir have the highest rated weekly supposed projected.
Shout out to Keith.
Keep the teeth.
Keep the teeth.
That's what I used to do my sports podcast with.
Who's his quarterback?
I can go through that, but...
Do we do trades in this league or no?
You do trades. What you want to do... Not a lot of people really do the trades. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is pick up free agents.
Okay.
Okay, so...
when does that start? Yeah, break it down for me. What's about to happen?
Okay,
so... Because now I'm definitely all in.
Okay, so now you got your team. Now you start... Okay, which we'll go through. I'll start with my team. Okay?
The white people first. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll start with my, and I'm playing Keith the first week, so.
What's the name of your team?
Pee in Your Pants is cool.
Pee in Your Pants, and what's the name of Keith's team?
Marcus Merrill ought to have drafted, but he did draft. Okay, so I got Bradford, Cam Newton.
Oh, you fucking bastard.
LeSean McCoy, Bilal Powell, Eric Decker, Doug Baldwin, Brandon Cooks, Antonio Gates, and
Rob. You got fucking producers.
Yeah. Now, and then on the bench, Tevin Coleman, Carson Wentz,
Emmanuel Sanders. I like Emmanuel Sanders. I really like
check that. Check out that bench. Most people will be starting.
So when can I start signing free? I need because, see, y'all going to be trying.
And then I got Mason Crosby and the Steelers.
Pittsburgh defense.
Okay, let's go up. Let's see who Keith, cause since Keith is a little higher than you, let's see who he's got.
Keith, you get higher than me?
She. Ain't that about a bitch? All right, so this will show.
Marcus Mariota autodraft. That's
all right, name. So that's what, actually, this is what it's projected me at for the first week. Mm-hmm. 140 and him at 137.
Oh, the upset to start the game. Wow.
But I think with the, come on with this fucking ad.
Come on, y'all not paying for this free airtime.
Bitch. All right. So he's got your boy Matt Ryan, Mariota again, Garrett Blunt, Todd Gurley, Macklin, Landry, OBJ. Oh, he's got a fucking team, dude.
He got some fucking studs. What the fuck, man?
All right, let's go to your team.
Yeah, let's go to the league leader, the Crap-a-Lot Cedar.
All right, sorry, guys. I know this is so interesting. You're playing Jackie the first week, who also one of the ones to draft this year.
Okay, I like Ben.
All right, so Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you my take on all your picks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Even though you didn't pick them. Palmer, if he stays healthy, is fucking great.
Yeah.
Ben, everybody's saying he's going to have a down year. I don't
see
how. Look at
my fucking running back.
I don't see how.
That's insulting.
Eddie Lacy, yo.
Y'all not going to give Eddie the ball that much.
Eddie will be, yo, but remember, you get 6 points for a touchdown. Eddie will be a goal line guy.
That's true.
Paul Perkins, I looked up. I know who the fuck he was. He actually is a pretty good fucking.
I'm definitely doing good when you got to look up one of my players.
Now, look, yo, this is the most gangster wide receiver core ever.
I got great wide receivers.
Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Allen Robinson, Gronk, Keenan Allen is a backup.
He's going to have a great year this year, too.
Now, so what I would suggest is.
Mike Williams hurt, though. What the fuck?
I get rid of him.
I thought he was out for the season. How the fuck?
John Brown, I don't know. But so what you do is you'd get rid of him. And then you go to players, see who's available in the free agents.
Let me see right now who's available. So, like, technically, right now I could go sign somebody if I wanted to?
Yeah. And it would go by Thursday.
Sign.
See, Jackie would have the first. No, Veronica would have the first waiver because she was 12th. Mm-hmm. Then it goes back like that. But no, I don't think anybody's really going to. So, Cole Beasley.
I like Cole Beasley. Let me stop saying who I like because the haters might be out there.
Don't sign him.
He just fucking retired.
I like Marquise Lee, but you got Allen Robinson, so you got to think about that.
Similar now.
And you don't want Cole Beasley because you got Dez.
Yeah.
LaFell? That.
LaFell.
Kenny Stills?
I don't know, man. Muhammad Sanu. That's the sleeper. Man, let me stop talking about who the fucking sleepers is.
Everybody's going to fucking take him from you.
Let me go back. Let me see, motherfucker. Running backs. Go to running backs, please.
All right.
That's what I need. I'm good on wide receivers.
On wide receiver? No, but you should drop Mike Williams for a running back.
Right, though. I understand that. But can I see the running backs?
Look at that. Yo, he just got dropped. He'll get picked up by a team. That might be a good one.
I see somebody I like on there, though. I definitely see. Hell no. You keep that motherfucker. The second from the top.
This one right here.
That one too.
That's a touchdown machine. Second from the top. I did my research. Why do you think I got Robert Kelly on my team?
Oh, okay. I like Kelly though.
So this one might be better than we think. We'll have to see. Projections. Let's see that. There you go. What did I tell you? That's what he's projected to get for the season.
Damn. He's putting off some stuff.
So, like, that many touchdowns per game. Homeboy. I don't see that. But
I see a few sleep. Okay, so how many players can I sign?
No, he's still out there.
Right. I swear. How many players can I sign?
Your team is full.
Okay.
So, you got to drop a player.
Drop somebody. Okay.
And then, okay. So, what you would do is.
But how can I? How many players can I drop?
Like, this is what I would do right now. All right. I'm not going to do it. But if, let's say I was doing this, right? I would, like. Click the add button.
Yeah.
And it'll pull up my team.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give me that player. And I select the player that I don't want. It'll put it on waivers until Thursday morning.
Okay.
Thursday morning, as soon as it hits, either you got the guy or you didn't.
Well, what's the reason for you not getting him?
Because maybe somebody ahead of you on the waiver list got him.
Okay.
Okay? That really is never a problem, except if, like, let's say, I don't know, who the fuck's the list? Cameron Brate from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Which, that's actually
still, who got Jameis?
That's a fuck. That's why I wanted, motherfucker. And I almost, okay, I got a draft day shit my pants story for you. All right. But let's say Cameron Brate, who, that's fucking pretty good fantasy numbers for a guy.
I've seen a sleeper OB. I'm not going to give his name away right now.
All right, don't. But,
I'll go back to it.
I'm telling you. Yo, talking. These tight ends. Yo, watch yourself. Oh, no, you got Gronk. But remember.
Yeah, he get hurt all the fucking time.
Yeah. I'm this Cameron Brate. All right. I want Jameis, and I have a whole thing in my, like, I'm sitting right in the exact same spot I'm sitting in right now. And I drafted third.
Mm-hmm.
So it was,
who went first overall?
Jackie.
No, who, like, who she
David drafted? Johnson.
Okay.
Okay. And then Scott went second, but he was auto drafted. And I think he went, I can't fucking think of what player he went with. Who, David Johnson, who would be like the most,
I mean, another running back.
It was definitely a running back. Because remember, this is a PPR league, points per reception. Last time you played, we didn't do it that way.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll tell you in 1 second. He has Zeke Elliott, though. It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be good late in the season, but.
But not enough to save your ass. Save your ass. Oh,
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah.
So he went Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
So now I'm sitting there, and I got. So my choices are between, like, the best wide receiver you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like Antonio Bryant.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Right.
Sorry. And then, like, another, somebody else was up there. And then LeSean McCoy.
And, I mean, OBJ, I'm sure. Was
OBJ was like 8.
Okay.
So, I'm like, I was drafting third. I'm like, fuck, because I hate drafting third.
Okay.
Because you don't get the top player.
Right.
But you gotta guess. Right. So, I'm like, fuck this, I'm taking McCoy.
He's always a producer.
I went McCoy because, you know what? I touchdowns might not be there, but he's a pass catcher.
Reception, right.
He is a pass catcher. So
he loved coming out that fucking backfield and boom.
Yeah. Boom, there it is.
Boom.
Thought you knew. But that's why, I went McCoy. So I go McCoy, and then I go, I can't think of who my second pick was. It was a wide receiver. And then third and fourth rounds, I went Blau Pyle. Because he's like the number one guy on the Jets, and they're going to be dog shit this year. So, like, I figured he'd get something. And then I got another. And so now I'm like sitting there, I'm like, fuck, we do have two quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to draft. And I'm looking at the list, I'm like, I fucking want Jameis. And I can sit on him.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to take Jameis for, like, because they were, like.
Right. And somebody went straight
for him. Six out of six didn't, or 6 out of 12 didn't draft, okay. You being one of them.
Right.
So it's like all auto
shit
that's going on. So I'm like, I could, because you know, the computer just picked the number one guy. They don't fucking care. They just picked the number one person.
Okay.
So in the later rounds, that's where you kind of get like shit. Like you got a couple, like they're your last two are kind of shit. But that's all computer doing. So I get on Jameis and I'm like, oh my, I'm trying not to shit. And this is like, I thought I was cured of this, but it, for some reason it hit me. Sunday morning, it's probably a lot of stress and all kinds of other shit going on. Okay. I'm like, fuck this. I got to go. I almost don't make the toilet. Okay. I mean, the toilet is what? 10 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost don't make it.
Okay.
And I hear, your team is now on the board. I'm like, fuck. So I wipe.
Why are you going to take the motherfucker with you?
Because the battery's dead. If I unplug it, it just shuts off.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. All right. I know. There's a lot of things. Around. I'm like, fuck.
I shit on the toilet with the laptop. Just.
I come back. I'm looking, and my team's about to go out. I'm like, I got to shit again. Like, it hits me. Like,
oh, my
God. Dude, it's like watery, squirty. Oh, okay. It's bad.
It's the boots.
And I'm trying. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Cleaning myself up. Blah, blah, blah. And I hear again. So I come back, and now I'm going to draft. Quarterback,
yep.
Some motherfucker already took Jameis, and I'm like, God damn it!
Who was it?
Cam Newton sitting on the board. I took Cam.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, Cam. Like,
who took Jameis?
I don't know.
Who got Mike Evans? Who got DeSean Jackson? I mean, come on, man.
I think my dad has DeSean Jackson.
I wanted a few of them.
I want some Buccaneers this year, man. I'm telling you. They're going to put up some points.
They will.
We'll cover that, and it'll be next week or the week after, our NFL preview.
Damn.
That we were 100% wrong about last year. But
I think Sports Illustrated was actually wronger than us.
I wish I still got that just so we can argue
about it. What was the Cardinals and
Steelers?
Steelers, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the Cardinals.
Yeah, it wasn't. That didn't work out.
I don't know if they even had the Falcons in the playoffs.
No.
Let alone. All right. So, guys, that covers fantasy.
Anybody took Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. Veronica. Yo, all right. Hang on.
Let me hear her team.
Yeah. Now, this is her first draft ever.
And she actually did it.
And she did it, yeah. She did it from her phone. Unlike some people.
Yeah. Fuck the NFL fantasy app.
All right. Her team. Tyrod Taylor, Tom Brady, Devonta Freeman,
Freeman going to have a fucking mega year.
Christian McCaffrey, Michael Crabtree, Brandon Marshall, Cameron Meredith, Jimmy Graham, AP. Dude, that's...
She got a pretty good fucking team. What's she projected?
Like 130s. Like we're in like... But that's all speculative right now because we're so early in the preseason, you know? I think McCaffrey's a good pick.
I think so, too. Especially with Cam. That's going to be Cam go-to. He never had Tom Brady been having that position for years.
Yeah, but Tom Brady, I mean, Tyrod, maybe he'll have a good year.
Like I said, Cam with an outlet, with a slot receiver, that's going to be something good to watch. You know what I mean? Some shit he can, like, Kim McCaffrey going to have a lot of fun this year.
Yo, is this? Last year, Tyrod Taylor only had 6 interceptions.
He did.
And he ran for 6 and threw for 17. That's fucking good numbers, out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he earned his little money.
Then you get rid of Anquan Boldin and Sammy Watkins. I mean,
and you're like, who the fuck is playing receiver for Buffalo?
I think she
has. Grandmother.
I think she has Zay Jones. Z-A-Y
Jones. Never heard of that dude in my life.
They don't even have a picture of him.
It's like Madden when they do like the profile picture, the silhouette. That's, yeah.
There's not even a picture of this guy.
He was just born yesterday. Zay somebody.
Motherfucker, they lost Robert Woods.
Yeah, that's what I said. Who the fuck is playing receiver for them?
Hey, maybe McCoy might have way more catches than I think. I might have been really good with that McCoy pick.
I will say yes.
I mean, at 3, that's tough. I mean, it was tough, but it's Antonio Brown? Why did I say Bryant? Is there an Antonio Bryant?
Martavius Bryant. He plays for the Steelers, too, though.
Oh. Okay. I don't like the Steelers, so I don't really.
Damn, I got Ben. I think Ben going to have a good year.
I've had Ben for, I'd say 7 of the last 8 years, and he always puts up numbers. Like an hour, you know.
Always got
like Ben.
He's,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, other than the rape shit, you know.
He fucked
but he became a married man, and now he got the kids, and he seemed like he seemed like he's one of those people who actually learned from his sexual assault shit. Like, you know what I mean? Some dudes just still, you know, just.
Look, he hasn't caught another.
Zeke caught more dumb shit and more dumb shit, and you're like, okay.
All right. Is Zeke going to get a reduced sentence?
Yeah, I'm 2 games, 3 games.
You sure? I don't know. They said that the NFL has a staunch thing that they want to.
They got recordings of this female saying, "You're black, I'm white." They'll believe me. So once you say that, okay, I'm sure he violated
Jesus
her.
Jesus Christ, that's what.
Yeah, they got some shit like that. So just like he did do something to her, she did. It was a very volatile relationship. So I think they're gonna reduce it from 6 to 3.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Buffalo running backs. Mm-hmm. Okay, before Lynch. It wasn't. We never had Portis. What was the other guy's name?
Willis McGahee.
He got caught with some 17-year-old.
Yeah, under his shit.
And
yep.
He asked him for ID.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had that shit all on camera.
I remember that.
Or no, he had it recorded.
Yeah.
That they're above age.
Yeah. I remember, and he got off.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He actually did what he said he did. Like I was not.
He seemed like he hated Buffalo, which I get.
Yeah.
And he was honest about it. But, I'd always like that guy.
Yeah.
I like McGahee.
Yeah, cool dude. But he...
I remember watching the Canes.
He got broke problems. And Edgerrin James, who saved all his money, is, mentoring him because he, blew millions and millions and millions.
The Edge saved all his money?
Yeah, The Edge going to be in the Hall of Fame, though. People sleep. The Edge going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, I put the Edge right next to Marshall Faulk.
The Edge has some fucking great.
Everybody wants to talk Marshall Faulk.
Right, but notice how nobody don't talk about Edgerton James. Edgerton James is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, he's a fucking beast. You know, the problem is with these guys sometimes is that when they change teams, a lot at the end of their career, it really taints takes their
away.
Image.
You're right.
It does.
It takes away. You're
and
right.
I think, I don't know, Anquan Boldin. Listen,
Peyton said he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Who?
Edgerton James. Peyton said Edgerton James is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, it's...
Plus, I'm just going to say, I want him in there because he had the dreads and the gold teeth. Like, he looked like a dude.
Never got no trouble, no nothing. He was just from Florida. A motherfucker from the U.
He looked like a guy from the U who lived down the street from the U because I've been to Coral Gables.
Yep.
And just went there.
Just went with the t-shirt and shorts on, everything.
If you watch a documentary of you, he looks like one of the guys they used to recruit back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he fucking shut his mouth and he saved played
his
the
money.
Game.
And he saved his money.
Saved his fucking money, huh? All no stupid money. Shit.
Mm-mm. Say he was living off of, I forgot what money and the other money he just put up, man. He still got all his money. He was like, but I told you that's like Marshawn. Marshawn ain't spent a game check since he's been in the NFL.
Fuck, is that possible?
He live off his endorsement. Nike's always been with Nike. He does, like, personal appearances and shit. His financial investors set it up where he didn't spend any of his game. Like, literally. And I thought it was, like, exaggerated. No, I watched the E60. No, it's true.
And how do you buy that store? The Beast Mode store? With that?
Think about where, how far along he's already been. He got to be making at least 7 figures a year just from Nike. Especially when he was in his prime Beast Mode, like...
Yeah.
Say you're getting $2-3 million a year.
You tell me, is Skittles never cut him a check?
I think Skittles did cut a check.
Do you know how much publicity he brought to Skittles? Every one of my Super Bowl parties they were in, I said, you bring Skittles, you get him for free.
Shout out to them, the Beast. I like Beast Mode.
Man. Yeah, me too. I don't know. I wish his last season in Seattle was a little better.
Yeah.
I just like how
you just popped up at games every once in a while. And it was,
just be there.
Just be there. Just chilling. Like, you retired? I don't want to talk about that. Cool. Just here having a beer on the sideline with some friends. Like, what the fuck?
A guy that I'd really like to, I don't know if I want to spend a day with, but maybe, like, we interview him on this podcast just about, like, E40 or something. I don't know. Like,
I bet he got some gangsta-ass stories.
I bet he does, but he doesn't seem like, the persona looks like a gangster-ass guy. But he seems like a real cool.
Just he seemed like somebody from Oakland. Just like you said about Edrin is Coral Gables. He's Oakland.
Yeah, I've never been to Oakland.
Oh yeah, Oakland reminded me so much of Louisiana.
This dude told me the other day he said the people are rude and shit.
It's very reminiscent of the South, Richmond, Oakland, different areas in Northern.
Like California. Sacramento. Yep. Sacramento is in this. Even Hollywood.
Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby.
Northern California, huh? They're dicks. Yeah. I always thought they'd be like cooler, like weed smokers, or is that Central?
No, California. Northern California.
Do you ever go to San Jose?
Yeah,
is that cool or is that all Hispanic?
I mean, I think.
What's the breakdown? Because
California's all Hispanic. We just
San Francisco. We all visiting. No, but San Francisco is like white hippies.
Nah, that's what you got to go there to see. Right. San Francisco was majority black. Like, and then the white folks came in and started buying up shit, but it's still like the Bay Area itself in general is a black populated place. Very, very, very mixed, diverse, cool air, cool people. I don't think it's a lot of assholes. Who said that?
Like, this homeless guy I was talking.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, he might be talking about like in the 50s of fucking Vietnam or some shit. Yeah, no, tell him that shit ain't even. I told you, man, people be saying shit like that, and I'm like, man, that's some bullshit. Because to be honest, Northern California, yeah, it's some chill ass people. And I'm telling you, it reminds me a lot of the South, the vibe, like Florida, the Louisiana, that kind of vibe.
Maybe you were in a different part.
No, motherfucker, I done been all through that shit. My brother was living. Remember, my brother lived there for like a year, 2 years. Fucking, he lived in Richmond, San Francisco.
Okay.
Was he in Vallejo, I think, for a minute? Yeah, he was all through the Bay. We got an uncle out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever see E-40?
No, I've never seen E-40.
Does he actually wear glasses, or is that just like a...
No, he really wears glasses. No, fuck. Right. You better go back to them old pictures from the 80s and shit. You'd be like, yeah.
Didn't he have like a dude? Weren't they like him and somebody else for like a duo? Or am I thinking of 8-Ball and MJG?
The click. E-40 and the click.
Who was 8-Ball and MJG?
Gangsta Southern Rap. Pioneers.
Really, really? Okay.
God damn, B, you ain't up on your...
Who was the group that Big L and Fat Joe were a part of?
Gravediggers?
No.
Big L and Fat Joe digging in the crates, but Big L wasn't in that. Big Fat Joe was something with digging in the crates, so Big
no, L was in the grave. Some digging. Fucking name.
Children of the
DITC.
Digging in the crates, motherfucker. DITC.
Oh, the retard.
I'm like, and you were so serious. DITC.
I just realized that as you, what a fucking idiot I am. Holy.
We're going to forgive Brandon for not knowing who A-Ball and MJG was and quoting DITC.
No, I just remember looking in the source and I always see 8-Ball and MJG like those like stupid album covers that they'd have.
Pen and Pixel, shout out to classic shit.
You know, okay.
They made their company's worth like $50 million from that Master P era.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, fucking, they still doing shit.
8-Ball and MJG?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Pen and Pixel, the album cover.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who made all the champagne and the
bling with, like, bling pineapples shit. And shit on there?
They were rich forever.
Mm-hmm. For what? Those fucking albums suck.
That you remember.
It don't even matter. Because I used to laugh at them.
It don't matter.
I like the Doggy Style G-Funk fucking covers like that.
You Dog like food. You like the Snoop Dogg, Top Dogg. No, not Top Dogg. The Game Is To Be Sold, Not Told.
Oh, Jesus. I don't like that
Shout one. Out to Pen and Pixel, baby. Houston, Texas. Represent. I actually saw their office before.
What's like one of the best album covers
ever
you could think of in rap music?
Ghetto D. That's the first one, before they made him change it, he had a fucking crackhead smoking out a pipe. Before they made him take the crackhead off, we had never seen no shit like that. I literally lost my mind.
See, I guess I didn't listen to that music, so I didn't.
I literally lost my fucking mind.
I'm trying.
Ice-T, Ryan Pace. I'm gonna give you some classic shit. You want classic shit? I'm gonna give you. Some classic
I'm just saying, like, I of always course, like, as much as I. I'm not a huge fan. All Kanye's album covers have been good.
Yeah, yeah.
He went with that Japanese art for a little while.
Yeah,
but it was still decent.
Yeah.
Eminem's I always liked too. He always had they're basic.
Basic versus Dre. Simple. Dre always had some gangster shit. But I mean some shit that speaks to you. What? Cameron, Purple Haze cover, that was always funny as shit to me.
Ooh, alright. I'll give you the Mos Def album. Where he didn't have a fucking cover, it was just a CD. Right.
Yeah, that was some gangster shit. But then Kanye did the same thing with Yeezus. I remember that.
Yeah. That's a terrible name for him.
Yeezus.
All right. Beastie Boys, License to Ill.
That was a nice one.
That's a Fuck with the Plane.
That was a nice
that's
plane.
That's a fucking good one. And nice one. Paul's Boutique is another good one.
That was a nice one.
They had some fuck. Actually, they now, did. Like, now I'm thinking
they
about
went
it.
Through that whole dressing up phase and
the
shit.
The Beastie Boys went through like, yeah, they had some fucking
but
ass
then if you're going to go there, you got to go to the motherfucking Icon, LL, with the shirt off, with the fucking Kango, with the big ass gold
Is
chain.
That radio?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Bigger, Badder, Defa.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Def Jam, okay.
They had some classic shit.
I'll put Def Jam against the No Limit shit anytime. But
it's a different feel. But yeah, you're right. Def Jam has some classic
DMX,
shit.
Yo, DMX album covers, oh, yeah. Those shit. That was,
the one in blood was always like.
You turn around and you see like just DMX drenched in blood. You're like, God damn. Like, and his back all with that boomer.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot. That was a hard one.
And then there was X, just a big X.
Even Ja Rule shit used to be kind of hard.
Yeah, Vinny Vici. That's. Yeah. And I fucking swear to you, go back and listen to Ja Rule first album. It is good. Swear
you've been saying that for like
I swear to you, 42 it's a years. Fucking good
you've been,
album.
You've been swearing by that for like the last it's 42
a,
years.
You it's have a good been. Album. Remember, man, when they were supposed to do Murder, Inc., it was like him, Memphis Bleek, DMX. I'm like.
No, it was him, Jay-Z, and DMX. That's the murderers, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of somebody else. Classic shit. It was some classic shit out there. That West Coast shit. King T.
Fucking
see, that's what I'm telling you. He don't respect the game.
You don't know Mr. Excitement, You God's fucking album covers.
You know so much, but you have so little respect for the game sometimes.
Name one Wu-Tang album cover. Not one of their real ones.
Alright.
Solo album.
Okay. I'm going to go with my boy. You know I know all of the Tony Starks. I know all of his. The Chef. That him and Only Built for Cuban Link. Something about that always was just so fucking hard.
You're just
to
sitting there cooking.
Yeah, just and Ghostface in the back. I was just that shit was hard. I was like, this is some hard ass shit.
Decent. I can't remember if that was a Raekwon album. Yeah, that was a Raekwon album. But yeah. it was basically him, Capadonna and Ghost.
Meth had some good
Blackout one was decent. Yeah, with him and Redman.
What about
Oh, ODB.
I remember
ODB is his solo.
The food stamp one. Yeah.
That one. Yeah. And N-Word Please, where he's dressed like Rick James.
See, that one, I remember when it first came out, I didn't see it. And just randomly, I was in like Tower Records. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I never saw that one.
I'm going to put those two in. Those will go in like a top 10.
I was like,
nah, good for ODB.
Oh, the food stamp one, I can say top 10 because it was such shock value at the time. Like, this motherfucker is showing his food.
And then he's on MTV.
And it was really his food stamp card. Like, yeah. So
he was on MTV getting
food stamp
food.
Yeah.
While his record was, I don't know if people remember that or not.
All the West Coast has some hard shit. Cube has some hard shit, though. Lethal Injection is one of the best fucking album covers,
yeah.
Period.
I didn't even write this one down to talk about album covers.
Lethal Injection was fucking classic. Even at that War and Peace, when he had the top hat and all that shit on.
Death Certificate, what's that one?
Death Certificate was hard as fuck. Cube never missed. That motherfucker ain't missed.
He did with the West Side Connection when they were together.
You crazy. You're a fuck.
That shit was kind of boring.
That was one of the hardest fucking.
No, the second one.
The first one was just their faces. The second one was each one had the band. Wait, what's the second one? The bandana? They all had a different color bandana.
I want to say something. If anybody's still listening to this,
then they're great.
you are awesome.
You got to think about this random, but this shit that used to get motherfuckers excited.
Well, let's hope that you know anything about hip hop so that you know what the fuck we're talking about.
That'd be true too.
Best Tupac album cover.
Best Pac album cover.
It could be posthumous. I might say Machiavelli.
I'm gonna have
All Eyes on Me is fucking pretty.
That's just iconic, man. I've got All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Then the inserts, we got the leather vest on with the Alizé and the glass and shit and the cigarette. You don't make motherfuckers like that. Rest in peace, Pop.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think. Ready to Die was kind of a cool.
It was.
Album cover.
It was.
I'll give him that.
It was. Life After Death was pretty iconic as well. Him with the hearse and shit, you know.
I'm saying is like when you see. Now, in my head, I'm trying to think of this,
mm-hmm.
and I think we named them all, but when you see, like...
Oh, Nas.
No, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
19-year-olds who are wearing... Stillmatic, or Illmatic.
Illmatic, yeah.
Yeah. People who are wearing, like, a doggy-style shirt, but it's the album art on it. Like, doggy-style would be one of the first ones. Beastie Boys, I would say, I see Check Your Head all the time.
Yeah.
Which is... I still like that
Chronic, album. The Chronic.
Chronic, all the time.
You see all the time. Yeah. All Eyes on Me, you see all the time.
Yeah. Look, you're wearing an All Eyes on Me shirt.
Talk about this shit.
Even though that looks like you got it from the swap meet, I'm just saying.
Yeah, gangsta shit. Real, real authentic shit.
That was $5. You got a free pair of socks with that shirt.
I realized, like, if I could have went back to the 90s, like the shit we used to wear, I
would keep it.
All, man, because you know they all wearing vintage shit now, and I'm like... All that swap meet shit was the best. The Black Bart Simpsons and all of that shit. Dude, you remember all that shit?
Yeah.
That was the best shit.
Do you know how much cross colors I used to have?
You remember the Black Bart Simpsons shit?
Yes. But I'm saying cross colors,
U-Men, cross color, Elise, used jeans.
I had all of it. I had FUBU. I had
some classic shit. I had a red FUBU shirt with the red hat to match. The FUBU jersey.
The U-Men stuff was really fucking good quality.
It was.
And like after a couple years, it played out. So I probably gave it to Goodwill or something. That's or my uncles or something like that.
Major Damage?
Yeah.
I had some Major Damage shirt and jeans. It was.
But nothing could really touch cross colors. Or, cross-colors. Fuck you, Starter. At that time, I had Starter everything.
My only Starter shit was I had the Starter short and top set. But all my Starter jackets was the shit. I had San Jose, Saints, I had Oakland, I think I had the Raiders, I had a few.
Starter was, if I had all my Starter shit right now, even though they sell the shit at Walmart, shit they sell Starter at Walmart.
Right, but they don't sell that same shit we had. No.
This is the 19th time I brought this on the podcast. Charlotte Hornets, striped.
The hat. Pinstripes.
Oh, pinstripe hat. I had that you baseball, remember when, the baseball jersey, shorts.
And the shorts, with the start on the sleeve.
And it was like $90, dude.
But you remember back then, they used to make their hats with such good wool quality and shit.
It was a quality product. Remember, it was a DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince that did like the starter thing where they flipped their fucking hats around and shit? Yep. Am I wrong?
I had a lot of Miami Hurricane shit. I had a lot of Georgetown shit. I had a lot of starter shit. Starter represented.
And then all of a sudden,
Everything just is just go through phases, man.
I told you, we talked about it, and one was popular, fell apart.
It sure was. I remember Marbury was pushing that shit when it first came out, and I was just, and I actually thought that was his company, and that's why he ended up leaving him, because he made that shit famous. He was the first person pushing AN1, and he said they would not give him a piece of that shit. They wouldn't give him a piece of that shit, and he was like,
it was I'm telling you, as a, such a naive fucking piece of shit, sorry, but like, I would see the elder classmen,
elder statesmen,
wear this shit. I would want to get it. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, Dad, can we go to Dick's Sporting Goods so I can get an AN1 shirt? He's like, Brandon, how much is it? I'm like, $15-$20 a time. He's like, Jesus Christ, go to Target, you know, go to, well, at that time it was Hills. Instead or Ames. You know, they didn't really have that shit.
We had Kmart, Walmart.
Yeah, like that, you know. Like, yeah. We didn't have Walmart, we didn't have Target back then. And so, and Walmart and Target weren't popping off.
Not at all. They sell everything.
You don't have to go anywhere else.
I told
else.
Motherfuckers, man. There was a time you had to go to Walmart and five other stores. Now you can go to Walmart to get every fucking
That's
thing.
That's it.
You can buy a car at Walmart now. It's like, we got it.
It's like, you could do, all right, to live your life for an entire year, you can go to Walmart and you can shop on Amazon. You can just do those two things.
That's true.
And you really don't have to do any, you don't have to go anywhere else.
I agree.
If you want to be like a weirdo and live in your house the rest of your life, you do it. So we got, all right. I want to get to this fucking topic.
Which
and
one?
we're right there because.
Which one?
Bone videos were terrible.
Yeah. Bone was rough. Because I remember when Easy. Okay, wait. Which video was terrible? Because For the Love of Money was not fucking terrible.
Okay, For the Love of Money isn't terrible, but Thuggish Ruggish Bone is a pretty bad fucking
video.
But
when you look at it though, that's so gangsta. They were so broke. It was no faking.
All they were doing was taking the West Coast and putting it in Cleveland.
But that's why they went to the West Coast and got a record deal, motherfucker. Because they said that they wanted to be like the West Coast
but
motherfuckers.
But it's not. It wasn't like that in Cleveland.
I mean, I
don't know. I
wasn't
there.
Thank you.
I've been to Cleveland. It's a fucking
what
shovel.
I'm saying though, you go back and watch them videos, that shit hard. First of the month.
That's an awful video.
You're crazy. You gotta appreciate it for what it is.
Just hang on, because I just watched this as like homework for the show.
Yeah,
they're looking to a crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Easy's face is in it, and that's
rest in peace, Easy.
Okay. And then all of a sudden it cuts to them, and they're sitting at like a table that's like in a fucking castle or something.
Because yeah, I remember they was playing on their. Demonic shit and their black.
Okay, all right. Well, whatever. They got all these weird pointy chairs, and they got Easy E on this thing, and then they go into each one of their lives. Watch this video, please, people out there, and tell me I'm not fucking wrong. It's a fucking piece of shit video for a group that's selling at the time probably 7-8 million copies of their album. You could have had a better video. That's all I'm saying. And first of the month is when they first started to get the afros. Which, at the time, I wanted, because I thought it was the coolest shit in the world.
Right.
And all they wore was Carhartt, Cycleback, another brand that I always liked was Carhartt.
That's a hard-ass brand, too, though.
It is, because that shit's actually good quality shit. But the videos were, okay, you want me to really offend you?
Go ahead, what?
The Crossroads sucks. That video sucks.
You're crazy.
When was the last time you watched a Crossroads video?
I've seen that shit recent.
They
Uncle,
do an
Uncle
entire...
Charles' eyes went black. The Grim Reaper when they go
I
up
miss
the
my
hill
Uncle
and
Charles.
Shit. Yeah, that shit hard, man. You gotta remember, you're looking into for some shit. It's not fucking cinematic greatness, no, man. But think about what
There's
music
other,
videos.
No, other videos at that time were way fucking better.
Right, but I don't care. I didn't like all the more flashy ass. Like,
I meant they don't have to be flashy. I like
name,
the fucking.
Okay, like what? Watch this.
Okay,
because this video actually had a storyline and had motherfucking.
What, all right, first of the month.
No. Crossroads.
All right, Crossroads. What year did that come out? 95?
No, so, it was later. It was like...
I don't know. California Love. That was a fucking cool
right,
video.
Right, but that was a big budget hype Williams
okay,
shit.
All
right.
Two of America's Most Wanted.
That's West Coast. West Coast gangster shit. Plotting
and
pacing.
What's the one from the... The one I liked was like Snoop Dogg's in a Mansion. It's him and Pac. I think it's after Pac died. And it was from the soundtrack from one of those movies. Like, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Do you remember that video?
No.
Oh, and there's, like, people coming in. It's almost like the scene from Belly. With the people coming in to the house and shit.
Okay.
And he's sitting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's wearing,
shootout shit.
And he's wearing, like, this weird... It's, like, a Kangol, but it's, like, way puffier. With, like, a little dot on the top. You don't remember this shit? No. The Wanted Dead. It was. It's like they filmed that in that stupid fucking Special Brew commercial
at the same time,
one after the other. Like, they're just bad videos. Sorry.
I don't know, brother. I don't know, but Crossroads, I like that video. I like that video.
Okay, if there's any video I'm going to give him credit for, it's that one.
Okay.
All right.
But see, that's what I'm telling
you. Dude, but I'm saying Thuggish Ruggish Bone, just standing around a fucking...
Man, but Brandon, if you grew up in that type of shit, that is what we saw every fucking day. Everybody wanted to just wear khakis, big-ass t-shirts, grow braids, fucking, and just be outside.
But every video was like that.
Yeah, cause, but it relates to us. Motherfucker, you from Buffalo, some goddamn...
No, man. I get it.
Y'all still bought the shit, so...
Yeah, I fucking... Dude, Bone was, like, in my top five for, like, years. Yeah. I love Bone. And your Bone.
Oh, my God.
Like, deep in my mouth.
Oh, my God. I'm sure
Bone.
Veronica listened to
this. Stupid life. Fucking
Where
name for
is
a group.
This
Lazy, Bone? Crazy, Flesh, Wish. Who am I missing? And Natasha!
Natasha.
I think Natasha ruins a video for me. Because I laugh. I laugh every time I see her.
Something is fucking wrong.
She's got that shitty, like...
Something is serious.
She's got that shitty 90s haircut. Where it's like cut, it's cut right here above her eyebrows.
Something is really
and like wrong. Right above the ears. It's like that bob cut. I hate it. Judy, do you have a haircut named after me?
Matt.
All right, you know no. Okay, so you like Bone videos?
Yes.
Okay.
You know he sent me a text that Bone videos suck. We're gonna talk about this, and I was like, I don't think they suck personally. But For the Love of Money was so hard. Easy in Cleveland, chilling on the block. Come on, man. Cheers to Ease.
Okay. All right. I'll give you two. I'll give you For the Love of Money. I'll give you Crossroads. The other two, First of the Month.
Okay. Fuck Bone. Give me another video from somebody that we both probably listened to that was terrible. Let's see how far off he going to be.
Ooh. Okay. Fuck me.
That was terrible. But we both liked their music. But it was fucking their
music. That's a fucking... I'm going to be honest with you when I say this. Well, no, you didn't really listen. Hang on. Just keep my thing. You talk.
No pressure. I'm just anxious to hear.
Okay, all right. I get around video. Kind of stinks.
Okay, I'm going to let you take that one back because you know goddamn well.
It's just
that's like, iconic. That is, come on, B.
You're just being funny.
I was trying to piss you off.
Do you know I
wanted white boxers just because of him running around in white boxers in that fucking video? I literally was like, I got to give me some all white boxers. What the fuck is up?
Okay, as much as I made fun of Bone, I bought a Carhartt because they wore in the video.
But give me something that you think is like a terrible video from a person we both agree is like we like their music.
You know, the Gin and Juice video isn't that great. That one I'm being honest about.
B is taking iconic shit and telling
you. You told me to pick fucking songs.
These are the videos that made my fucking life. Like, oh my god!
All right.
Hold on. Let me give you a moment. So after all the video,
okay, I got a bad one.
I hope it's really bad this time.
That stupid Puffy one that I'll be missing you, where he does like the whole dance throughout the whole fucking.
Yeah, but
thing.
I don't think Puffy's a great musician.
Okay, and that More Money, More Problems. That's a fucking bad video. It's stupid storyline with Puffy Woods and Mace Gumbel, and they're floating on like air. It's really live from the master. Then they get a show bigger.
It's Mace Gumbel.
It's like my man Puff.
How did you do it, Puff? You know, like they say, it's just more money, more problems.
Then they show Biggie. He looks like a fucking frog. He's sitting there baked as a motherfucker. He's just like neck back.
But see, at least they was trying to. I guess
that
they
was
trying
bad.
To have fun.
That was a bad one. See, I'll give New York. That's a bad one.
Yeah. Craig Mack flipping your remix was hard as fuck.
Yeah, it was decent.
Yeah, that was hard. Right. Just black and white.
All right, guys, can you send me an email or an Instagram thing saying what rap videos you liked or didn't like?
And please.
And album covers too, because we went into album cover. Gee, I gotta write this shit down. Fuck, I mean, that would lead right into this next segment, but I do not have time for it. Did you watch Ozark yet?
No, not yet.
For fuck's sake, man.
Man, I've been working. I ain't got no fucking time. But I will watch TV.
Oh, I fucking haven't told you about this interview I went on last week. Remember I've been teasing it?
Yes. Give it to me.
All right. So it's a production.
Give it to me, none.
It's for a production company.
Okay.
And, like, it's sales and writing.
Okay.
All right. And so... No, it was the story I was telling you.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Production company.
Like this was going good.
Where I'm doing sales, and then every... So, all right, I go to you, Kudir, and you work, you own Joe's Pizza Place down the street.
Yep, yep.
And I come to you and I say, listen, we want to feature you
yep.
on a Sunday after NFL football.
Yep.
We're going to shoot everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you all the materials afterwards.
Okay.
But you'll be seen on LA TV.
Cool.
Okay. All the social media shit. If cool. you know, if you want some other accoutrements, we can add those on.
Cool.
Okay. Every one of those I'd sell. I'd get a commission, 25% commission.
Okay.
And then you get paid hourly. And then an associate producer.
So you get paid hourly in addition to the commission yes. on sales. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Then an associate producer credit.
On whatever gets made.
Because I would have to write like, okay, exterior, Joe's fucking pizza.
Right. So you're doing, guy going you're in. You're writing the script, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the production team takes it so and
you
they
get,
shoot it.
So you get you get it written by it too.
I guess. It's so short, maybe not. Who knows?
Okay, but...
But anyways, so I'm kind of getting excited about the job.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, I know enough spots that I could call or know people at where maybe I can approach them to do... Because, I mean, this sounds good, and, like, I watched the video of the ones that they've already produced.
Yeah.
And they were really well done, and they were... And I looked on the TV. They are actually on after golf right now, and then it'll be football... You know, in the future,
yeah,
to have a spot on after football is a fucking...
That's big. Yeah,
it's good.
Big time.
So I was kind of like, all right, this is going to go good. You know, I didn't suit up because you said it's really casual.
Okay. They told you that beforehand.
He told me it's casual.
Yeah, cool.
So
cool.
I went like real, like, brand new slack, like jeans.
About button-up shirt?
I did button-up shirt. I did a button-up shirt, jeans, dark shoes.
Casual. Perfect.
Yeah. Business casual.
I'll
give it that.
Gotcha.
Okay, get the address. Get Rick Ross's jeans.
Oh my god! I just realized where this story going. Oh, this fucking... You're fucking terrible. Oh my god! It took me that, and I'm so excited for this story. And then it hit me like, this one don't end up like I thought. You saw my face was like hopeful. Then I was like, I already know the ending to this fucking story. Keep going. God damn.
So.
I was all excited. I'm smiling. Y'all saw me like, okay.
And I, you know, going towards Beverly Hills, and you got to take like a little side street.
Okay.
And knowing, if you guys don't know, anything over there is just expensive and nice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You
know, definitely.
It's good stuff. And not probably worth the money, but it's the
area. South of the Boulevard. That's what they call it. Anything south of the Boulevard is...
You pay for it.
Right.
But homeboy tells me, which now later on thinking about it, come on, dude, with the drilling.
Dude, you're going to just drill a fucking floor right in here in the middle of fucking Majorca Studios? All
right, thanks, so, man. Thank you, bud. So, I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, wait. He sent me this email mm-hmm. 2 weeks before the actual... I had a phone interview.
Okay.
And I had a second phone interview.
How was though?
Great. I was, like, pumped and, like, you know, sends me all this information. This is the address. Here's my
With different people each time, the two phone interviews, the same
person. Guy. Same guy, like the operations manager
okay.
of the company. And I was supposed to then be with like him and in a person interview with him and like the owner or like one of the whatever okay. partners. And you could look all the shit up online too. I'll show you, but I don't want to say anything bad. So I get there, they say 10:30, text me when you get here.
Okay.
I get there at 10:05. I like to be on time. I'm that kind of guy.
Doesn't hurt. Only helps.
And like, you know, and the whole time I'm texting you, I'm texting Treeman, and I'm telling him, Tom's like, why the fuck do you show up early? It's LA. Nobody is ever going to be on time. I'm like, okay.
I'm not from LA though.
Yeah.
That's the one point. Thing I will give. I'm never going to be an LA person. Like, I love LA. I do love it, but I'll never be like, oh, that's how we do it in LA. I'm still from the old school, OG shit.
An LA person is late to everything.
Yeah, nah.
And not even, like, considerate.
Not at all. You owe them something when they show up, like, okay, I'm here now. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is supposed to be happening? It's like, what the fuck?
Why did they do that? Like, if you show up, like, if somebody says, hey, the party starts at 3 p.m., and you're there at 3:05, they're like, oh, what are you doing here?
They're like, dude, we didn't even start cooking yet. You're like, oh, all right, I'll just hang out. So like that's, 6
that's
p.m.
A,
you're like
LA person.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the Jeep, and I'm just in like this guy's driveway at this fucking mansion. And I'm like, I text the guy.
Yeah.
I wait. I call him. Mm-hmm. No answer. It was like a straight to, this voicemail has not been set up yet.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, but I'm sitting in this driveway, and I'm looking at the cars, and it looks like what people who would work for this business would drive, okay. Like a Jetta, a Prius. Okay, do you feel me?
Yeah.
It's not like they're Ferraris.
Yeah.
But then in the back, they got a couple nice cars, which are probably the owners or whatever. But it's at a house now, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk out of the driveway and I go down the walkway, all right? And I'm kind of standing like looking around like, am I at the right fucking place?
Right.
And I'm trying to find like, I mean,
something. Yeah,
I'm going through my phone like, and it's saying that this is the place, this is the address. I'm like, okay. Two people show up in an Uber, and the guy did mention to me on the phone that most of his employees take Uber.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So they walk by me. And like refuse to make eye contact. Like they just put their head down. And I'm like gonna give like the nod.
Yeah.
They're not sound go, like some Scientologist. Go right into the side door. Close the door.
They don't say nothing.
Not one word.
Not one
motherfucking word. Not one look. They just go into the house. Shut the door. I'm like, okay.
Sounds a little scientific to me.
I go back. Now I'm starting to get like warm.
Because mm-hmm. It's hot as fuck in LA, yeah.
Yeah, so I go back in the truck.
George, come on, man.
My man. Text again. Phone call again. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Send out an email. And I'm like, in the email, I'm like, did you want me to come today?
Like, dude, I'm you know? Here, but you know.
I'm like, you know what, fuck? I'm like, I walk down the walkway again now. Yeah. Okay? Now I've been here for 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Walk down. Go to that side door.
Did you not? Yeah.
Nobody answers the door. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. This is something I don't want to be a part of, or something I don't even know what's going on.
I think he was
on.
At the home of L. Ron Hubbard.
It wasn't that nice. I'm sure he has a way nicer house. But
so, okay.
I don't know. The guy, and then, like.
Never said anything since then.
Like. No text back, no phone call back, no email back, nothing. Nothing.
And you sure you spoke to someone previously?
What, like talking to fucking ghosts?
No, it's like unsolved mysteries.
Like yes, of course I talked.
Two phone conversations, and then.
I wish I deleted the email because I was fucking pissed. But the email.
I mean,
like,
obviously, for you to look all this shit up, you had to have some kind of information and know this is fucking weird. This is a weird one.
I'm like. I guess I'm going to leave. Like thinking like someone would like stop or no. No.
You know, people just walk past you. You sure you wasn't sitting in the car and they just didn't see
dude,
you?
Dude, why would I? All right,
no, I'm not. I'm saying like.
No.
You like you, I, were you like, out dude, of their eyesight right. And you just was like.
Here's the thing. You pulled into the driveway in the garage. It was like a big like cobblestone like driveway.
Okay.
The garage is to the right. Okay.
Yeah.
There's two cars next to me, and then two on the other side of the garage.
Yeah.
Okay. That are like
no doorbell.
Huh?
Front door, doorbell.
I couldn't get to it.
Okay.
It's built. It was built into the hill. I could hear people on the hill.
So you sure you wasn't at like the employee entrance or something, and you had to go.
The guy said, "Text me."
Yeah.
When you're
I mean,
here.
Well, yeah, that part is just fucking weird. But I was like, oh, even if his phone died or something, I could see him texting me later on, like, man, I feel so bad, but whatever,
so,
whatever.
So I got to walk out of the driveway where it's gated, but okay. The gate was open. I walk out of the driveway, down the walkway.
Yeah, okay.
To where those people went in.
Okay.
That's where I knocked on the door. There was no, like, front entrance that okay. I could really access. It was basically there.
This might be one of the best stories I've heard in like, a long time.
Why? I actually wanted a fucking job. Half these jobs I go to.
But I'm trying to just figure that one out. Like, and you saw their footage. You saw they actually were a real company. They did stuff. What the fuck? L. Ron Hubbard.
I don't think it's
Church
L. Ron Hubbard.
Church of Scientology. Shout out to Tom Cruise.
It could have been. I don't know. The guy going in was kind of like, he was a nerdy white guy.
Shout out to Tom Cruise.
I mean, maybe this is not.
Let me see this shit.
I don't know. I got my hopes up, maybe.
No, it ain't about getting your hopes up. You had a fucking a real conversation with a real person with a real job. Fuck, ain't no hopes.
Yeah, I know. I wish I would have saved the email. I mean, this isn't like a fucking fake website. Like, it's like well put together and shit. And like, they... Look at this is the show that's on. Okay. And I watched it and I actually
no, legit.
Yep. Here look at here's the team. This is the guy I'm supposed to meet with. Okay. Here's the guy I talked to on the phone. This handsome fuck. That's who I got the email from. But he always had dreams of being in Hollywood.
He's stupid. You know I was reading that part like okay.
Yeah.
You might show me a little bit more just for the entertainment value. Come on, man.
Like, what else? What else is there to show you? I mean,
what the fuck?
So it's all based, basically what he said, it's all based out of this mansion. Okay?
Yeah, I don't think you needed to be a part of this, B. God, I think God kept you on the righteous path.
Do you think what they film like snuff videos or something?
That's like, yeah. You,
this game, you good, think man. They just do weird shit?
You, yeah, just.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. Dude, I hope that they don't, but I was pumped to have, like... But
you ain't no... Yeah, no. Leave the devil. Stay up off my brother B, please, because... Man, show me... Hold on. Show me the pictures again, because I gotta describe for our audience.
Hang on. I'm playing Song of the Week. Hang on.
We got a little time. Let me tell them what's going on. Let me give them a little play-by-play, please. Like, just bring it back up, please. Thank you. Okay. I'm not going to say the name of this production company.
Yeah, but just don't say it, but go with the rest of the shit.
It's a market leader, bridging the gap between network television, business, and social media. Oh, shit. That sounds promising. So it's one show, and they have a few coming soon. Okay. And the shows look like... I don't know what the fuck this is about.
They said it's like a... Travel Channel.
Oh, okay. So just like a introductory to Los Angeles, California. Yeah. Okay, that don't sound... Nothing so far is scaring me off, y'all. Okay, so our team creates content, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go word for word. I don't want to buy a suit, LL, liquor license, the playboys we are. We would love to hear your story and potentially partner
with you. You don't need to read the whole thing.
Okay, let's go. Keep going. Now, this team, I'm going to tell you, this one sexy motherfucker right here, he got the left...
That's the playboy singer. I talked to.
He always had dreams of being in Hollywood, and he is... Oh.
Look at this. Huh?
Oh, okay. He's the entertainer. Stanford.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think that's
a... ain't got no brothers?
That's a Cradier type right there.
Nah, we need some brothers. Oh, wait, look where she from. Yeah?
Uh-huh. Told you.
Hey, for the big city lights, baby.
She's probably from...
I think there's some Scientology shit. I'm not lying. Wait, they ain't got no black people?
Is that a black guy there? I can't see from this angle.
No.
No, that's not a black guy. That's a nerdiest white guy. Yeah. No, no black guys, dude. It was a Chinese guy or something, I think.
Yeah, Peter. Yep.
That was good. Good for me.
And is now doing big things. If you got to put that on my thing, I'm not doing big things.
He did, okay.
Okay.
Hang on.
Please
okay.
Go to his Instagram page.
Peter was born and raised...
You can't say his name.
I didn't see his last name. Peter was born and raised in Beijing, China. Moved to LA at the tender age
of 7.
He graduated UC Berkeley with a degree in business in 2016. And is now
doing big things.
Catch him on Instagram at... Okay.
Let's just click on the Instagram, please, so I can see if this Scientology or not. All
right.
Uh-oh.
Well, is it going to say...
They're going to have him at the church. The new Scientology is it church on say... Burbank and... It's some scam shit.
He's got two followers.
This might be some scam
shit. Yep.
This might be some scam
shit. I'm deleting it as we speak. There's two followers.
Can you go to somebody else, please, for me, though? He got two followers and his shit private. Come on. Knock it off. Why do people take their time and do stupid shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just make shit up. Okay. Supervisor, producer. She has a team.
These are probably made up names.
Strong production team. Oh, my God.
Okay. Publishing her master thesis in business communication.
I think this is Scientology, y'all. And I don't have nothing against Scientology.
I don't understand. Wait. She holds 20 okay, plus years click, practice in martial arts.
Can you click
arts.
On one of the videos? If y'all, I swear, I wish we could just expose this shit. But
no,
you know,
I can't. I can't. I, don't I get can't sued. Do it. I can't do it on. No.
You can't click on one of the videos.
No, because it'll come through.
No, one won't hear it. They just won't see it. You got it on mute, right?
Yeah, but all right.
Where's just, it? Just because I want to see if it's real or if it's some shit they did on their own.
All right.
I do hear it, crazy ass.
I mean, it's.
Oh, so it's
his
show.
That is the host.
Okay. That is the dude. What is going on with this? Oh my, okay, you can stop it. This is spooky. This is like some Scooby Dooby Doo mystery
spooky.
Shit.
Spooky!
Scooby Dooby Doo.
All right. Ooh, what's
where
this?
Where are hand? You?
Office manager. Hang on.
Alright, man, because I'm going to have to roll out on y'all.
Thank you for your application. Oh, hang on. You might be interested in this one. Shut the fuck up, man! Thank you. I was totally kidding. Thank you for your application for the position of office manager, executive
on that
assistant
note, mic
at,
drop.
At Surge. As you can imagine, we received a large number of applications. I'm sorry to inform you, you have not been selected for an interview. Okay, everybody online that does these fucking things and sends them to me, fuck your fucking face, piece of shit.
Men no surrender.